just been reminded of a core college memory that was quite sexual for me, so I had to share. So I've been a band kid for like a really long time. I started lessons on one instrument when I was like 4 or 5 maybe, and then I joined band in elementary school, and then I just kept going through college. So in college, I went to this end of year music barbecue event sort of thing. Like, the music department would do a gathering each year at a park near campus, and then we'd barbecue and hang out and do things together. But by far, our favorite activity was playing lap tag. So for people unfamiliar with this game, I'm pretty fuzzy on it now, but what I remember is, like, you have people form a circle, but with, like, two layers, if you will. Like, one person sits on another person's lap, and there's one person who's it, like, in the middle, maybe, and they call on certain people who are seated on the other person's lap, and then those people who get called need to get up from their partner's lap, which isn't necessarily easy, because their partner's job is to keep them in their lap. So, this one year, I got paired with this guy who I had quite the crush on. He was hot and a wrestler. I don't know, he just had this look about him that really excited me. So, I get paired with him and I sit myself on his lap. And we just have, like, a normal conversation, just chilling, like, I'm not about to come in my pants at the prospect of him wrestling me to the ground. So, when someone called my name for the next round, I was ready. I remember trying to get my hands out first, like, to grab the ground to pull away, and then he instantly reached out and pinned my arms down. So then I tried to shift my legs to get, like, one far enough away to stretch so then I could escape. But then he pinned my legs with his. And then there was, like, this terrible struggle. And then he ended up, like, on top of me, just, like, pinning me under him. And we were, like, both really breathless. Anyway, the next day, in the shower, my legs were feeling a little tender, and I looked, and I had bruises on my thighs and my hips, which, as you might expect, was fun for me to look at and to touch. Unfortunately, that was my only physical experience with this guy. He did message me about our lap tag interaction a while after it happened. It was like a semi-flirty message, but I was obsessed with somebody else in my jazz band at that time, so I just, like, giggled at his message or something, and then made a joke about it the next time we hung out. We're actually still friends, so I hope he doesn't listen to anything on Gone Wild audio.